Hello and welcome again to the Reptile Living Room, live from CRBE, or the Canadian Reptile Breeders Expo. Today we're going to talk with Mike from Regius Co., captive bred boas and pythons. Got some really excellent morphs going on. We're going to talk to him about what he's got coming up for next year, why they got started in reptiles, the whole nine yards. And do check out our sponsors, Herpeticulture House Magazine, that's herphousemag.com. Always links in the show notes for you folks to check out, so do check those out. And without further ado, here's Mike from RegisCo.com. Okay, so we're here with Mike from RegisCo.com, or RegisCo, Captive Bred Boas and Pythons. Now, Grant Crossman told me you are one of the largest ball python breeders in
Quebec. We're one of the top of largest breeders in Quebec for ball python mutations and some of the boa mutations as well. Mm-hmm. Especially, we specialize in localities. We're amongst one of the the top. Well, no, I wouldn't say we're one of the recognized ball python breeders in Canada as well, across Canada. But we definitely represent Eastern Canada.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you? Because you're partnered with Mark here. Mm-hmm. How did you guys get started in ball in reptiles?
Well, we basically, Mark and I, have been doing and breeding and collecting reptiles since our young age in both cases. I'm a little older than Mark, but obviously 30 years for myself and close to 20 years for Mark. It's always been a passion to work with these animals, and we really have an appreciation for them. The genetics is something that Mark likes to pursue and work with.
Okay.
And in colubrids, I started with colubrids a long time ago myself.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously their beauty, their inherent beauty and mutation capabilities, and producing new and creating new has always been at the top of the list for us. And the ball pythons obviously are, as far as boids go, one of the top most popular type of pythons you can work, and also the most diverse. So breeding them and working with them and creating new pattern morphs or color morphs is endless. And we're only the ball python is limited only by our own creativity,
right,
and imagination, if you will. And we've been doing it together, Mark and I, now since 2006. We were both breeding ball pythons prior to that, but as part of Regius Co. since 2006. So we're in our sixth year as Regius Co. Yeah.
Very cool.
And we've had a few world firsts.
Really?
Yeah. We've produced the albino Enchi champagne this year. I believe it's a world first. We produced the first albino Enchi pin, which I believe is a world first. And we've done some really cool stuff. We've done some really cool stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many? Because I'm sure you know the answer. How many morphs are you actually working with right now?
Well, we're working with some combination of the base morphs pretty much across the scale.
Okay.
The more common ones, but we're working with all albinos. We're working with hypos. We have a lot of hypo projects, a lot of albino projects, hide projects. We're also working the recessive angle, breeding it into most of our codon mutations. We are working with phantoms, we're working with specters, we're working with obviously the pastel is a very representative, the spider to a certain degree, pinstripes, Mojaves. We got a bit of everything. We're working with the more popular ones, but we're taking them a little step further by just mixing up the combos.
Mixing them up
a little bit, and it's really exciting because it just never ends.
Right.
And every time we turn a corner, we produce something that's a step ahead again, and it just keeps going and going and going.
Right. Now, what can we look forward to in the years to come from Regisco?
Well, we have a new project that we have on the table. We're in our third year working with the project. It's called the Enhancer Project. It's a simple recessive. It produces a bright yellow animal. We won Best in Show with it last year by producing a double recessive with the genetic stripe. And this year we have some males that will be of age that we can use for breeding. And we will be putting more of those projects that we've already built excellent foundations with into the enhancer gene. And we're going to see how it influences and how it interacts with some of the more popular, already recognized codon mutations. So it should get quite interesting. The further we go ahead, the more interesting it should get.
Now, how complex do the spreadsheets and things get with you guys as far as, genetics you decide on?
Yeah. Every time we start a new breeding season, it's quite a lot of thought goes behind it,
right,
to see what's going to be popular or what we think will be popular. and what people are looking for, want to add to their already growing collections, and try to you know. But we work with some very select groups, obviously, of mutations, and we try to expand on those. But we also we try not to always follow the flock. We do to a certain extent, but we try to be creative on our own side and see where the road, the ball python mutation road is going to bring us. You know, so it's a lot of fun, and we're hoping that the enhancer will prove to turn out and meet the expectations that we're already seeing with the project.
Awesome.
So yeah, it should be quite crazy.
Very cool. And your website is regisco.com?
Yeah, regisco.com. We're also on regisco.ca for the Canadian customers.
Okay.
But we do some international, you know, dealings and a little bit of shipping outside the country.
Okay.
And we've done some dealings with Europe. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. But
awesome.
Home base, you know, we're recognizing home base, which is Canada.
Sure.
Eastern Canada. And we are getting, because of some of the project successes we've had, we've also had the eye on us from outside of the country, which is kind of nice.
Very
we
cool.
do get a lot of communications from Asia, from even from the U.S. and Europe, a lot from Europe.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool, Mike. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.
Hey, I thank you.
All right.
Take care.
So there you have it. That was Mike from regisco.com. And do check him out. Great morphs. Great looking stuff. You just really have to check him out. And once again, we do encourage you to check out our sponsor, herphousemag.com, Herp Horticulture House Magazine, your one and only completely digital and green reptiles magazine available today. And we will see you next week right here in the Reptile Living Room.